Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. Now, if this is the first time you're coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you're returning to this podcast, you've been here before, welcome back. You are wise. We greet you. Welcome. Just so glad to have you here. Just to tell you a little bit about what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement because that's what we do here. We believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So whenever you come here, that's what you can expect. Something else we want to share here. We believe in God. We base everything we do here on the written word of God. And we read the Bible. So a couple things I want to let you know about. If you want to communicate with us, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. We believe in God. We base everything on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, we read the Bible, and we recommend that everyone read the Bible for themselves. We have a tool that we use. It's called BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, what you're going to find is various translations of the Bible. You can read to your content. I read that. I use that website pretty much every day and find it very helpful because it helps me to learn. And there's various translations. I read a number of them and make comparisons for myself. I want to say that I am mature. And if you notice the title of the podcast, Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion, well, I am walking through my seventh decade and looking into my eighth decade. Therefore, I want to experience the highest quality of life possible for me. And what I have found is that knowing what God has said, the Word of God works for me. So what I do here is I share with you things that I've lived through. And just knowing where we are in society today, I believe if you search the library of this podcast, these episodes build on each other. So in just seeking the Lord to find out what I should share with you this week, this is just an update because as you mature, you get more experience, you get more knowledge. And if you read the Word of God, it opens itself to you. It's hope and know. Now, you will find the very first time, if you check the library of this podcast, that we discussed hope and know, it was in January. As a matter of fact, January 9th, I believe, 2022. And if you look at the date on this podcast, you'll see that we're still in the year 2022, but we're almost at the close of the year. So there's been a lot to add on, a lot more to hope for, and a lot more to know. So just here to share with you because we're so excited. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in my life and how He's doing it. And my life gets more rewarding and exciting on a daily basis. Again, that website I gave you was gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. That's if you want to communicate with me. Always glad to hear from you. It's encouraging to me. And if you want to read the Word of God for yourself, pick a translation. The last time I used BibleGateway.com, which was earlier today, it was still free. So you can go there. Even if reading is not your strong suit, they have an Audible section now where you can select some of them that'll read to you. And I know we have all of the smart technology. if you want to use it, you can just, it's just so many ways to find out what God is saying today, the word, and reading it for yourself, and then sitting alone with him in your private time, and he'll speak directly to you. And what I mean by that is reveal to you what he wants you to know from his word. As you can see these salutations, if you can press past them, I believe you're going to always receive a blessing when you come here, something encouraging, something inspiring. Even if you agree or don't agree, I still want to hear from you because that's encouraging to me. I know many of you probably know as much or more about the Word of God than I express in these particular segments. Please share it. Don't just keep it to yourself. We're about quality of life here, so we want to hear from you. Now, just discussing the Word, I hope I haven't left anything out, but if I have, just forgive me and or remind me, and I'll bring it up next time. The last time we talked about hope and know, we basically explained what it meant. When you know something, you grasp it or you experience it, you comprehend it and have an understanding of it. So if you want to know how to hope in God's word, you're going to have to know what God's word said. Hence, that's why I suggest everybody read the Bible for themselves. All things new. God created all things new in creation. We are individual expressions of God, and we are allowed to experience God's blessings. God has blessed us beyond our prayers, our greatest hopes, and our greatest dreams. He's told us in another place in his word that according to our faith, what we can hold on to, what we believe, be it unto us. Now, the good thing is that God has already decreed beyond our ability. And so we just have to find out what he said. He said he's able to do exceedingly above and beyond whatever we ask or think. And we're blessed to be in relationship with God. And we can do that through knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are to do our best, and we're to be inspired and not stressed. And what we can do basically is just receive what he says. Ask him about his word. If we want to know what he means by something, we can sit in his presence and we can worship him as much as we want to. Worship him. When you expect somebody to do something for you, that's a form of worship. We can worship him, trusting him, knowing that he will do and keep his word, because at another place in his word, he lets us know it's impossible for him to lie. And as we focus on him, he sees our faith. A lot of people don't understand just thinking on God. Hallelujah. Thinking on the Lord Jesus Christ. He can see that. He transforms us the more into his image from glory to glory, and that is from honor to honor. We begin to have the power and the strength. We learn the knowledge to walk away from things that really aren't edifying to us and don't serve us well, and we walk away in strength. His word, it says when we find his word, and we do have to put forth the effort to find the word, and how do we do that? By reading it, using the tools that are presented to us, listening to episodes of this podcast, calling and asking questions when you have them. Well, I won't say calling, but at least emailing. That's our form of calling today, pretty much. Email and ask questions. And when we focus, we're transformed into his image, and we bear fruit, good fruit in life, sustainable fruit in life. We have the strength to walk away from things that hinder us, that hold us back, thought processes that are not good for us. We can get off that hamster treadmill, and we're sustained by his grace, his all-sufficient grace. He lets us know, even though the situation may not change right away, maybe we don't know how to seek the Lord like we should, don't have the patience to seek the Lord like we should. Oh, you can bet the adversary is going to give us all kinds of reasons to try to weaken us, to prevent us from living in the newness of life. We can take on the newness of life in an instant, right now. Whatever you were living yesterday, you don't have to live that same thing today. You can hope for the best. And I'm going to tell you more about that, how to hope. And you can move on looking for the good, following the good shepherd. You can live in the newness of life. You could begin to understand the mystery of God's perfect will for your life, what his absolute intention was, his original intention. He never intended for all this negativity. However, he knows everything. He knows everybody. He knows every thought that's in our head, every word before it comes out of our mouth. He is not shocked at the decisions that we made, the choices that we made. He lives outside of time, and he loves us anyway. Oh, yeah. This is hope and no, as they say, 2.0. This is an improvement. Hope. Hope is the confident expectation of good and that it'll be delivered. The confident expectation of good. See, this is the difference in us today, the 2.0, as opposed to the first segment. Now we are even more assured because we can look and see the manifestations. We can know how to desire what we want with the expectation and the trust that it will be delivered. Now, I'm going to give you a little example about something in the natural before I close this out that happened. But it's more important that you understand how to expect the fulfillment of the desires that God allows in your heart. When he says in his word in another place that he will give us the desires of our heart, yes, that means that what we desire, you know, according to his word, which is good for us, you'll see the manifestation of, but also his word instructs us on how to choose the good, how to choose the good. Don't you want to know how to do what you want to do that's good for you? Don't you want to know how to choose the good, how to be strengthened to choose the good? Once you choose the good, because everything belongs to us. Because when Jesus went to the cross for us, when he came, yes, he did, from heaven. He came to us, hallelujah. He died on the cross for us. He was buried in the grave for us, as us. Then he rose from the grave for our justification. His sacrifice of his life was accepted in the beloved. So he caused us, he put us in right standing with God. When we believe, that's the only thing that's necessary, is that we believe what he said. We believe what he did. We believe that he paid our sin debt. Yes, because, you know, mankind is still rebelling against God. If you look at what's going on in the world today, and it seems like it's waxing worse and worse. And what I'm saying by waxing, that's an old term. When it seems like it's just getting, I mean, you say, man, that's worse than it was. They're getting worse and worse. You know what I'm talking about. Yet, that's not for you. That's the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We can hope and know. We can hope. The Bible tells us in God's word that the things we hope for, our hope will never make us shame. That's what he said. We can hope, but we're not just hoping out here, you know, beating the wind. We basing our hope on something, on the infallible word of God. Hallelujah. We're trusting God. And all I'm going to say is this. Well, no matter what anybody else says, I know it's working for me. And that's what you have to look at. You have to look at your life. Your life is personal. You have the right to hope. And you have the right to learn how to hope with great and confident expectation of good. That's one of the benefits that we're loaded with on a daily basis. Another place in God's word tells us that we are loaded with benefits daily. We have to learn how to look for those benefits, how to recognize those benefits with desire, with anticipation, with trust. We have to learn how to rely on God's word. Of course, can you think of your enemy, of an adversary that ever wanted to see you succeed? So what do you think is going to happen? The adversary is going to try to bring you them thoughts of doubt, of regret, try to keep you on that treadmill, thinking negatively about yourself. We have to learn how to hope and know. We hope, that's the confident expectation of good. We follow the good shepherd. People think we silly a lot of times. They think something wrong with us. But I'm going to tell you something. Something is wrong with them. Because I am learning how to believe God. I'm seeing the fulfillment of his word in my life. We have to learn how to center our expectation on trust in God. He told us, if we trust in him with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he'll direct our paths. He'll show us what to do, which way to go. We have to center our expectation on what God's word is. His word is truth. It's absent from error. He said his word is life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. So his words are life to us. If you've got habits or little situations that you can't seem to, you know, stop, just find God's word on it. See what his words say and stand on it. There's no condemnation. Once you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, there's therefore now no condemnation for you. All you got to do is go forward in hope with great confident expectation of good, knowing you're going to be blessed. You got to be fully convicted, though. You got to be fully convicted. You have to learn how to rest in his word, how to sit in his word. Don't be moved off of it. You have to know. You got to seize it on your own. You got to take hold of it. First of all, you got to become aware that it exists for you. Perceive it and recognize it. You got to get some good understanding. You see, wisdom is the principal thing, but the Bible tells us, with all of our getting to get understanding, you have to be able to discern it, sense it before you see it. You got to take it on by faith, because the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I know you've heard this before, but you got to sit in these words. You have to sit in the presence of God. You have to sense it before you see it. You got to know it's there. You have to mentally think on it and comprehend it. And then you got to take action to seize it eagerly. You have to take action to seize it. You say, well, Charlene, how do I take action to seize the word of God? By reading it, listening to it over and over and over. You got to do whatever it takes for you to get it down in your spirit. You got to hope confidently, knowing that heaven and earth will pass away before one word of his fails. God's word cannot fail. Heaven and earth would no longer be here. So every day you wake up, you got another opportunity to hope and know. Hope and know. Hope and be confident. Hope and rest. And now, I know I told you I was going to tell you a little something natural to help. You know, just a little simple thing. I wanted me some new sheets. Yeah, bed sheets. I have a nice king-size bed, and I'm getting comfortable for the winter, and I wanted some new sheets. You know, everything costs money. And, you know, God is blessing me, because I always say money is my friend, my loyal and faithful servant. I don't serve money. Money serves me. So I wanted some new sheets. So I just think about, you know, I just casually think on it. Say I was thinking about it on Tuesday. Do you know, an opportunity came up and I had them sheets delivered to me at the price that I wanted to pay. King size. I only wanted one new set, two new sets. I had them in my hand. I thought of them on Tuesday, had them in my hand in my house by Friday. Manifested just that fast. Didn't even have to leave my house. Delivery. Was no delivery free, nothing. Exactly what I wanted. Beautiful. The color I wanted. Beautiful. We can manifest. Stuff is set aside for us. We got blessings that set aside for us. He loads us with benefits on a daily basis. We can hope for what we want and know it's going to be delivered. We can expect the fulfillment of what we hope for. Now, I'm not going to just get too long, so I'm going to tell you right now, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you because I want to share with you what I know about manifestation, trusting God, how to hope and know today. I want to hear from you. God bless. Amen.